Hey, it's that time of week again where we get you caught up on everything social media. We've got a lot to get to today. Let's start out with Kareem Jackson and his daughter. Someone was in trouble, so Kareem posted this picture. Hashtag run, hashtag hide, hashtag Kaylin's fault. Don't they look like trouble? All right, speaking of trouble, I'm in trouble. My tweet makes likes and stuff this week. I posted this last week. My six-year-old found this 2016 Texans cheerleader calendar and was having a hard time making some decisions.
I'm trying to make which girl's so beautiful, but they're all so beautiful. I don't know which one to pick.
Okay, pick one. We gotta go to school. Did I mention that he's six? I'm in so much trouble. All right, next. Shaquille Rashad. It's been a while since we've seen your random tweets. This week, he took a little detour in the grocery store. Despite what health fanatics say, Shaquille is not sold on gluten. Shaquille Rashad may be surprised by gluten, but there were some kids in the Pasadena school that were surprised by this special guest that showed up at their school last week. None other than J.J. Watt. His foundation provided uniforms for the football team, and he showed up. Check out this one student's reaction. In the front row, he's got no phone. He puts his head in his hands. He just can't believe it. That little boy's dream came true, and another boy's dream came true on Sunday. A kid from North Portland got to suit up in a Texans uniform for his first regular season NFL game. It was outside linebacker Brennan Scarlett. He posted this picture with his teammate Jadeveon Clowney from Sunday's game. Hey, his first game was a win. Welcome to the NFL. No better moment than that. Jadeveon Clowney, he posted his own picture after the game. This was after his post-game press conference. Look at this sweet Texans bomber jacket he's wearing. We're going to stick with game day fashion because I just love game day fashion. DeAndre Hopkins, he's all about the love. He's wearing this camo jacket with love on the back. He's not blending in anywhere with that jacket. Next, Kareem Jackson was wearing this Bathing Ape sweatsuit. What is Bathing Ape, you ask? It's a Japanese clothing company with stores in Hong Kong, New York, all over the world. I had to Google that. I'm really not that smart. All right, next, Vince Wilfork in the overalls. Who can forget it? Well, someone is trying to bring that look back. It's none other than Mrs. 75, Bianca Wilfork. Vince shared this picture on Twitter with the caption, "Haha, she thinks she's me." We like Bianca Wilfork's game day fashion. We're going to give it a big thumbs up. And we're also going to give a big thumbs up to our Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Like of the Week.
Quinn Demps must have gotten a new phone number. Do you know how we know? Well, this poor girl is getting all of his texts on Sundays. That means Demps is probably missing his congratulatory text for the interception he got in Sunday's game. But it's not all bad. Gabby also gets some inspiration from Demps' pastor every week. I like that. Inspirational quotes for Quinn Demps, but she'll take it, right? That's going to do it for us for this week's Likes and Stuff. If you see something that you like, that you think we might like, hashtag it Likes and Stuff, and you'll see it on here next week.